One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Betty in the kitchen before dinner.
Oh, boy, Betty, am I tired tonight.
Yes, get to shower quickly and change your clothes. Elwood's coming to dinner.
What? Oh, no, Betty, no.
I want to invite him, Jack. Now, hurry up, get ready. Even if he talks a lot about dentistry, try to look interested.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Have you ever tried Alka-Seltzer as first aid for relief from headaches? Alka-Seltzer can give really fast, really effective relief, friends. And if you've never tried it, you're missing out on a good thing. Alka-Seltzer provides the benefits of one of the world's most effective pain relievers, and it's easy and pleasant to take. Alka-Seltzer's sparkling effervescence feeds its effectiveness, too. Yes, for pleasant relief from unpleasant headaches, try Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 13, Book 78. It is after dinner now in Sea Cliff, San Francisco. At Jack Barber's house next door to the family home, Elwood Giddings, Teddy's fiancé, has been a dinner guest this evening. He is now upstairs in the nursery visiting Jack's six little daughters. Betty comes downstairs and finds Jack stretched out full length on the davenport in the living room.
Jack, sit up.
Why?
You have a guest, Jack. Elwood will be down in a minute.
Oh, I had a hard day at the office, Betty. Let me stay here just a minute.
Yeah.
I'll sit up when I hear him coming. What's he doing, anyhow?
He's reading to the girls. Nicolette says he reads children's stories beautifully. You should hear him.
I heard him at dinner.
You haven't heard him read?
Oh.
Please sit up.
I will.
Once there at dinner, you actually nodded.
I told you I was going to have a rough day. This was no time to invite him.
I had to.
Why? If he's going to be in the family, there's 365 other days.
Well, Hazel's going to have him and Claudia. This seemed like a good time.
Uh-huh.
And with Teddy tied up at the hospital tonight, it worked out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's terribly sweet with the children. Did you notice how they all hung around him? I don't care if he does talk a lot about dentistry. He's a fine person, and I think Teddy's a very lucky girl. I know he'll be successful. Those men who are all wrapped up in their work are always very successful and make lots of money. Yeah.
Oh, hello, Elwood. Just taking 40... Where is he?
He was sound asleep.
Oh, he isn't here.
He hasn't come down yet, but I don't want you lying there snoring, for goodness sake.
Oh.
Now, don't lie down again. Look interested.
How do you look interested?
You keep your eyes open, that's how. And sit up straight and get a lively, animated expression.
Like this?
You big dunce.
Don't call me names, woman. Kiss me.
Don't mess my head.
I'll mess your hair if I want to. Who's got a better right?
Yes. Yes, Barbara, you stop it.
Oh, pardon me.
Huh? Oh. Hi. Just fooling around.
Won't you sit down?
No, I won't take your chair. I'll go back up and...
No, sit there.
No, you take that chair and I'll sit on the davenport.
Not the davenport, Jack.
What's all this fussing around about where we're going to sit? Nah. Now, I'll take the davenport. We're all fixed. Yes, sir. Betcha. Well, he certainly was interested in what you were saying at dinner, Elwood. And so were Betty Nicolette. That stuff about x-raying and those new plastic fillings, certainly is fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I talk too much, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I realized upstairs while I was reading to the children. Suddenly dawned on me. I've been hearing nothing but the sound of my own voice ever since I arrived here.
Not at all. Has he, Jack?
Hmm? Oh, no.
I'm really terribly sorry. I'm so interested in my work, I just won't say anything more about it.
Jack's terribly interested in the law, too, and he talks about it simply all the time, don't you, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Elwood about the six widows. Jack handles the estate of six widows, Elwood, and some of the stories he tells are simply killing. Tell him one of those stories, Jack.
Hmm? Oh, no.
Please.
I wish you would.
Pardon me. There are seven widows now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
California, of course, Elwood, you wouldn't know coming from Wisconsin, but California is practically running over with widows. Folks come out here to retire, you know, and the old man's so worn out from making enough dough to retire on. Next thing you know, our law firm is one more widow to handle. Estate. All that.
Aren't you going to tell a story?
Oh, Betty, those aren't stories. That's just gossip I bring home. It isn't supposed to be talked about outside the family.
Well, Elwood's practically in the family. Goodness, it was a shame Teddy couldn't be here, too.
Yes.
You two must have had wonderful times together in Germany.
Yes, we did.
In London, too. Teddy said one Sunday you put your bikes on the train and then went cycling out in the country.
Yes.
That must have been simply thrilling.
Oh, very nice. Rain, though.
Oh, did it really?
Yes.
Hard?
No, not very. Sort of a mist.
Oh. Oh, dear me. Jack?
Well, Fred Jack's gone to sleep.
No, isn't that silly? I mean, he never does that. I mean, he gets so worn out. Jack.
Well, hello, Elwood. What'd you read the children?
Huh?
Oh, Jack.
Oh, well, they like Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter.
Don't they, though? They're just crazy about Peter Rabbit. Of course, not Sharon Ann, not much anymore. Jack, sit over here on a chair.
Huh? Oh, okay.
And then they all like the three little kittens, too. You read beautifully, Elwood. You'll make a wonderful father.
Yeah, that's one of the supreme tests of a father.
Well, I want to be a good one. I'd like to have a big family like yours, if Teddy's willing. And I'd like to get my own roots in deep and give my children a feeling of security, the same roof year after year. Some of the toys and things I wanted when I was a boy. I want that very much.
Isn't that nice, Jeff?
Sure, that's the way to feel.
You and Teddy set a date for the wedding?
No, she hasn't yet. Of course, I haven't found a house to live in or where to have my office. But I'm certainly ready when she is. We'll find someplace to live.
Of course you will. I think it's wonderful that you and Teddy... Yeah?
I'm listening, Betty.
What was I saying? Oh, that you and Teddy could have an international romance like this. Just think of a man from Wisconsin and a girl from California meeting for the first time in Germany. That's really terribly romantic. I know Teddy's thrilled to pieces. Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you. I saw her engagement ring, Elwood, and I think it's simply darling.
Well, it isn't very big. I told Father Barber if I was able to get a ring big enough to really represent the way I feel about Teddy. Well, I'm afraid he wouldn't be strong enough to lift it.
I wish Jack still said things like that to me, instead of mushing my hair. I bet I still look a fright if I got it all put up.
Oh, yes, looks beautiful. You know, you have lovely hair, Betty.
Here, hear that, Jack?
Yes. Is Nicolette coming down pretty soon?
She said she'd be down as soon as she's sure they're all asleep. She's a fine person, isn't she?
She's a very dear friend of ours, isn't she, Jack?
Yes, sir.
She has no people of her own, you know, and makes her home with us. We're all terribly fond of her.
Betcha.
Betty, I...
Yes? Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No. Well, I was. Well, it's dentistry again.
Oh.
I'd love to hear it, Elwood. What was it? Jack would, too, wouldn't you, Jack?
Sure.
Well, I will say this, because it's an observation I made upstairs. I know at dinner that I did talk too much about my profession.
Not at all. We're fascinated.
Well, I just thought I ought to say I noticed some malocclusion. I hate to tell you that it seems to be general. All six little girls.
What's this you noticed?
A malocclusion.
Huh?
Bite.
Bite?
Yes, their bite is off. Like this. Bite.
Oh.
Don't look so disturbed. It's a rare person, you know, who has perfect bite. But Sharon Ann, well, I think I can definitely say that Sharon Ann is going to need some orthodontia.
That's braces, isn't it?
Yes, Jack. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if they all did. They have such beautiful bone structure, Betty. They're going to be six little raving beauties. And it'd be too bad if they didn't have perfect teeth.
I should say so. Well, good thing we're going to have a dentist in the family.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, Betty.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be able to help you. I'm not an orthodontist. You'd have to go to a specialist.
Specialist?
Right so. And I'd have the older girls looked at soon, too, Jack. X-rayed and all. Because if the orthodontist has the problem early enough, he can sometimes save you thousands of dollars.
Is orthodontia expensive?
Well, I've known some cases to run on for years.
What do you suppose it might cost, Elwood?
Oh, I don't know what it would run here in San Francisco, but many times it runs, before you're through, $1,200,
$1,500. Per child?
Yes, per child.
Six times 1,500. Oh, no.
Well, it might or it mightn't, depending on the malocclusion. Now, in the case of congenitally absent teeth, or when the teeth are in superocclusion...
Never mind, Elwood, never mind.
Now, Jack, let's not get all worked up.
Oh, I'm sorry if you find it disturbing. I thought if I told you now, I might save you some money.
Save me money?
Yes. It's always well to have x-rays early, as I was saying at dinner. When your orthodontist knows just what he has to deal with,
Well, one good thing about this conversation, Elwood, Jack's not falling asleep on us anymore.
Yeah, I know he's tired. I've talked so much and stayed so long.
Haven't either. And it's wonderful of you to give us the benefit of your advice. And believe me, it's a relief to have somebody here whose talk is so interesting and fascinating that my husband stays awake. Some nights we hardly exchanged two words before he's asleep on the Davenport.
$1,500 times six is $9,000. I'm awake now, all right.
Well, I'm glad of that because, well, I was talking to Nicolette upstairs, and I suggested if you folks aren't too tired, let's play a few games of four-handed canasta.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. You talk to Elwood, Betty, and I'll go get the card table.
The Barbers will be back in a moment. I wonder how many of you folks know that our sponsor, Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson, also makes Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is a favorite with thousands because it's wonderful first aid for the relief of acid indigestion. You probably know this because I imagine most of you are Alka-Seltzer users.
Well, I certainly hope they are, Mr. Barton. Alka-Seltzer's a standby in our family.
Right, Jack. But folks, when you have acid indigestion, have you ever tried taking Alka-Seltzer at night before you go to bed? Many of you, I'm sure, have taken Alka-Seltzer in the morning when you wake up with acid indigestion and perhaps a headache, too. But try this the next time. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to cause acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Really, you'll be amazed and delighted with the way it can relieve acid indigestion. And as a result, you'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Worth trying, isn't it? Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer on the guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. And try Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion before you go to bed. Here's the family again.
Jack, look across the hedge. There's a light in Teddy's room over there.
What about it?
She knew Elwood was over here. I wonder why she didn't come over.
Too tired, probably.
Well, you were tired, too, when you got home.
I just thought I was tired. I didn't begin to get really tired until that third game of canasta. Oh, well, go on, Betty. Let's go to bed.
Protect yourself and your family against vitamin deficiency with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. A capsule every day will guard against the letdown, all-in feeling that follows when you do not get enough of the essential vitamins. Against vitamin deficiency disease that may develop. Don't take chances. Don't let lack of vitamins pull you down. Make taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules as much a part of your daily routine as eating breakfast. Be sure it's one-a-day brand. The vitamins with potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 14, Book 78. This is a Carl Dean Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.